get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Time to talk golf around the world and across America on the Sports Byline Radio Network. This is Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello, fellow golfers. Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butenoff live from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Good to be here. Thanks for joining us. Another great show on tap for you today. In 2016, golf returns to the Olympic Games for the first time since 1904. The problem is the Rio Olympics need a golf course. Back in March, Hance Associates won the bid to build that golf course. And on Tee to Green today, Gil Hance joins us to talk about building the Olympic golf course in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Up first, we've got a return visit from Tom Stein. He was with us back last year in October. He's with Golf Data Tech. You know, all signs point to the business of golf being on the upswing again. And we'll talk to Tom Stein about that and about some of those signs. This week's PGA Tour stop is in Texas, the HP Byron Nelson Classic. A great event, a great field as some of the best golfers in the world show up to play some golf and to honor the man the tournament was named for, Byron Nelson.
I think he was one of the most moralistic, ethical men I've ever met. He treated people so well, and he was such a credit to the game because he showed you what a true professional is and how you should act.
Very well said from Phil Mickelson, a former winner of that event, the HP Byron Nelson Classic. We'll check in with that later in the hour as Jerry takes us on tour. A couple of other events going on, too, that we'll check out today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
As always, we invite you to check us out online on our website, teetogreenradio.com. From there, check us out on Facebook as well. Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butenoff going to tee it up next with Tom Stein, worldwide on American Forces Radio, Sirius and XM Satellite Radio, and Coast to Coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hi, Tom Baudette, restoring some sanity to this election season by starting my own super PAC. Gonna call it Six Pack. But instead of collecting huge checks from anonymous donors to make annoying TV ads that scare the pants off you, we're going to collect the lowest price of any national chain. And in exchange, rather than political influence or being appointed ambassador to Fiji, you get a clean, comfortable room with a TV you can turn off. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you.
When you go to the game, do you need an oxygen tank for your nosebleed seats? There has to be a better way. Visit scorebig.com and save up to 60% on great seats to baseball, NBA, NFL, concerts, and more. That's right, great seats for your favorite teams and shows, all at a price that is right for you. Every ticket on scorebig.com is below box office price, and you'll never pay any fees. Guaranteed. Get VIP seats at nosebleed prices at scorebig.com. Plus, enter promo code USA and save at least 30%. Scorebig.com.
This segment of Tea to Green brought to you in part by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage, and they are open. They're doing some major renovations, some major remodeling, but you can still come in for your free personal planning guide here in Colorado Springs at 501 North Cascade. If you're out of the area, 719-471-9900 is the number. Welcome in. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff. We're at the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, once again for another edition of Tea to Green.
Yes.
And this month is flying by, isn't it?
It is.
Hard to believe it's May 20th.
We're only 4 weeks from the U.S. Open, I believe, now already.
Wow,
something
that's true.
Like that, yeah.
Yeah, Father's Day is a Sunday.
So
they usually wrap it up.
Just cruising right along. By the way, we'll talk more about this later, but if you had the four people that are left in the women's match play for today, you can probably retire now.
Yeah, let's go to Vegas. Our first guest today has been with us before. We had him on late last year, Tom Stein with Golf Data Tech. We talked about the golf industry, where it was headed, some of the trends, and whether or not it was going to ever turn around. Well, some of that turnaround is starting to show, at least statistically, through the first part of 2012 or so. We thought it'd be a good time to bring Tom back on to check in with him and the folks there at Golf Data Tech. Golf Data Tech provides the golf industry with specialized market research covering retail sales, inventory, pricing, distribution, along with the all-important consumer attitudes. And we're happy to welcome Tom Stein back to TD Green. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing pretty good, and we hear that the golf industry is starting to do better as well. What are you seeing?
Yeah, we're seeing good things. Good things all over. Things from coast to coast, actually. The economy is better, and that's helped golf sales, no doubt. But even more importantly, I think the weather has been so favorable for golf that it's helped rounds played and participation all over, north, south, east, and west, and for the first 3 months of the year, January, February, and March, that typically wouldn't be the case in the north and northeast, north midwest, and so forth, but they're having a wonderful start to their year.
Tom, I saw something just a day or two ago about the month of March, especially up close to 30% from last year. And I guess most of that is, or a big portion of that is, because there were people playing golf in Michigan and Wisconsin and certain places where they hardly ever get to play in March normally.
Yeah, that's exactly right. March rounds played were up 29.5% for the month. And that brought year-to-date rounds played up to 22% over the first 3 months of last year. I know we spoke with one golf course operator, owner-operator of several courses in the Chicago area, who told us it was his best March in terms of rounds played ever.
Wow.
And this was the Jemsek family, who own many courses there and have been in the golf course business for a long, long time. And his comment was, it was like getting an extra month added to the year, an extra month of revenue.
Sure. Were there any other factors besides the mild weather and the warmer weather, especially in the northern part of the country, were there any other factors that played into this, Tom?
No, that's the distinguishing factor. And when it's the other way, the golf business, the golf industry, when the weather is lousy or there's storms or unusual cold or whatever, the industry doesn't like to use the weather as an excuse. Mm-hmm. It seems such a frivolous thing to say that, well, we've had a lot of rain, so therefore our business is down, and it seems like an easy excuse. But the fact of the matter is there's no bigger distinguishing factor than the weather. And if it's cold, if it's raining, people don't play golf. Can't really blame them for that.
Tom Stein with this Golf Data Tech, golfdatatech.com, by the way, online, if you want to check out their great website. Now, the trick for the golf industry, of course, is to sustain that. Of course, with the weather, you know, warming up everywhere, that will help. But what signs do you see out there that say golf may be able to sustain the upswing?
Well, that's where the economy getting better and people purchasing equipment, which is, you know, if you go out and buy a new driver, if you go out and buy a new set of irons, that's somewhat of a statement that you're saying, I'm going to go play some more golf. Mm-hmm. I'm, you know, you don't lay out $600, $800, $1,000 for a new set of irons if you're just going to let them sit in the garage. And people are doing that. The virtually every category of equipment sales are up through the first 3 months of the year. And overall, for example, overall total club sales are up 10.6%. You know, that's a lot. That's a big start for the year for the industry. Now, granted, it's the first 3 months, and these are 3 months that the sales aren't the greatest, like they will be in April, May, and June. But mm-hmm. still, it's getting off to a good start. We don't have to at least play catch up.
Tom, a lot of especially private courses have opened up their facilities to a few more public players every now and then, working with other courses on some reciprocal play and that sort of thing. And the public courses, too, being more creative, with the way they schedule things and stuff like that. Are a lot of those things working, or is it too early to find out, to know about that just yet?
I think those things are working. I think we're going to find out, to your point, it's early, and we will find out the true measure of those as we go along. But those are the kind of things that the golf industry in general, trapped itself into, in being so restrictive, in being so costly, and not looking ahead to the future that this may someday bust on us. And hopefully the industry as a whole has learned from that and will be more cautious, be more considerate of the consumer going forward. Keep these kind of plans in place. Keep the price structures in place and varying the rates in terms of times of the week and times of the day even. Those are smart things to do.
Tom, do you have any numbers as far as golf memberships, golf club memberships, private, whatever? Do you keep any numbers on those?
No, we don't. No one does. Those are membership information tends to be very private, pardon the pun. And private clubs don't want to give those out too readily most of the time. So there really is none. We know in general. Just from conjecture from people all over the country and clubs all over the country that, memberships are down. Mm. And this is an economic thing. And so they've lost members. They're struggling to get new members because of the costs involved. And so they're initiating those plans. But but people are still playing golf. Because this gets misinterpreted by general media sometimes. Because you dropped your private club membership doesn't mean you gave up being a golfer.
Right.
It means you're playing at public courses. Mm-hmm. You know, you're still playing. You're still, you know, buying equipment. You're still, you know, playing golf for business, playing golf for pleasure, playing golf on your vacation. But maybe you don't belong to that private club anymore.
Tom, we're just about out of time, but one last question here. When's the next set of numbers come out?
Next numbers will be out in about a week.
Oh, that's soon, huh?
Actually.
Okay, well,
yep.
Come back and give us an update, won't you?
Anytime, guys.
All right. Tom Stein, Golf Data Tech, golfdatatech.com. They've been around since 1995. On their website, by the way, you can also check out their Serious Golfers panel. You can sign up for that at www.golfdatatech.com. Tom Stein, thanks to him for joining us today here on Tee to Green. Straight ahead, we'll visit with the architect for the 2016 Olympic Golf Course in Rio de Janeiro. Gil Hance joins us today here on Tee to Green, worldwide on American Forces Radio, coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Are you one of the millions of Americans falling behind on your mortgage payment? Have you been turned down for a refinance or loan modification? Are you and your family facing foreclosure? Well, if your monthly house payment is $1,000 or more, we'd like to speak to you. Contact Home Attorney Network today to find out how they may be able to help. Call 888-831-7489. If you're a victim of predatory lending, or if your bank is giving you the runaround, if you're struggling to make your home mortgage payment, or if your family's home is at risk, we want to hear from you. Call 888-831-7489. Find out how an experienced attorney may be able to help. The banks have thousands of attorneys working for them. You don't have to face them alone. Call 888-831-7489. This announcement may be considered attorney advertising. Services may not be available in your state, and past results do not guarantee future performance. If your house payment is $1,000 or more, Home Attorney Network may be able to help. Call them right now, toll free. Call 888-831-7489. That's 888-831-7489.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
There was only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-star and AAA 5-diamond awards.
This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor. Today, I want to talk to you about how to draw your driver. Everybody asks me about how they can hit a slight hook with it instead of hitting that slice or fade. How we teach it is that when you are set up to the ball, face the club face toward 11 o'clock, and you want to swing out toward 1 o'clock. Again, hood the face a little bit toward 11 o'clock, and on your downswing, you're going to swing out towards 1. You will be amazed how your body has a reference for how far to swing out, how long to stick with the follow-through in order to achieve just the exact amount of draw that you're looking for. Keep in mind, the shaft is the most important advancement in the history of the golf game. So make sure that you're fitted perfectly with your shaft, because if you have too stiff a shaft, I don't care how much we teach you how to draw, you will not be able to. Keep that in mind.
For more on how to hit that draw, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional.
Call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. You found it. It's Tee to Green, coming your way from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. For all your repair and remodeling needs, it's at your service. There's no job too small or too big. Call Daryl at 719-216-2717 or email him at atyourservice@hotmail.com. At your service, more than a handyman. Jay Ritchie, along with Jerry Butenhoff. Jerry, I know you've been to a number of Winter Olympics. Have you ever gone to the Summer Games?
Yeah, Los Angeles, since I lived there at the time.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, one of the things I did was, because they had the marathon running along the beach in part of the way, which was like bicycling distance. So I rode my bike down to Marina Del Rey, watched the marathon go by, and I was sitting like right at the halfway point. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was. Well, we're going to have to make
a couple of other events while I was there.
We're going to have to make plans to go to Rio de Janeiro in 2016.
I'm about ready for another
summer games. Then one of the things that will be happening there is golf for the first time returning to the Olympics since 1904. Once they get a golf course built, our next guest is in the process of doing that as we speak right now. From Hance and Associates, Gil Hance Associates, the golf course designers for the 2016 Rio Games. Gil Hance on the line with us right now. Gil, welcome to Tee to Green. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Jerry.
And congratulations, by the way. This is a pretty big thing in your pocket, isn't it?
Yeah, thank you very much. Really appreciate it. It's, you know, it's been a little over 2 months now since we found out, and things have not slowed down at all. So it's been amazing how exciting it's been. You know, humbling. We're just very honored to have been selected, but now we're in the process of actually getting the work done.
Yeah. Before we get into that process and the process of the bids, for that matter, let's tell the folks a little bit about you and your background. A lot of golf course architects that we've talked to on this show got into that area of the business because of family. Their father may have been a golf course architect, or grandfather, or uncles. How did you get your start?
Well, I had none of those advantages. You know, I always say that, you know, there's sort of three ways to get in: either through family, or to be a touring pro, which I'm certainly not, and or you study landscape architecture. And I was very fortunate to go to Cornell. I was a couple of years behind Tom Doak, and you know, Robert Trent Jones Sr. was there in the 30s, and you know, since I was there in the late 80s, there have been a handful of other golf architects who have come out of Cornell who have applied their study of landscape architecture specifically for golf course design. And you know, the faculty there were very accommodating. In fact, when I was my first year, there was a guy, Tom Griswold, who worked for Tom Fazio for many years. I was in his final year, and when I saw that he was applying his design studies for that, I'd always doodled golf holes but never thought it was a realistic career path until I met Tom and saw that that's what he was doing, and at that point in time just switched gears and Worked maintenance my first summer at Cornell, worked construction for Tom Doak. Second summer, third year, I actually won a scholarship and spent a year in Great Britain, 6 months living in Scotland, 6 months living in England, and toured and studied and sketched and drew and just looked at all those great golf courses over there, which really sort of set the base for what I believe in golf course design.
What was your first course you got to actually do?
Actually, it was over in Scotland. It was Crail Golfing Society. While I was there on that scholarship, I became very good friends with the golf pro, Graham Lenny. And he always kept me in the loop. Crail, you know, is the seventh oldest club in the world. They have an old Tom Morris golf course, and they were going to build a second course. And Graham sort of let me help the club work on land planning, figuring out how much ground they needed for the golf course. And then there was a competition at that point in time, which we won that competition. And, you know, to have built our first solo golf course in Scotland is really, it was an amazing honor and a great experience.
That's not a bad place to start, is it?
I know.
Gil,
sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, Gil. Finish up.
I was just saying, then we've subsequently actually built a second course over there, co-designed with Mark Parson in at Castle Stewart up in Inverness.
Right.
So we are really blessed to have had the opportunity to spend a lot of time not only learning and exploring you know, the roots of the game, but also now having built two golf courses over there.
Gil, depending on what architect or architect firm you're talking about, there are certain people, I guess Ben Crenshaw would be one, that tries to move as little earth as possible. And then you've got some other people that'll do whatever they need to create what they want to do. And then there's everybody, and then there's people in between. And this has to do with sometimes with renovations too. Where do you fall? Do you try and let the lay of the land do as much as it can and work from there? Or where's your starting point normally?
I think part of the experience of studying and living in Scotland was to try to uncover how those architects utilize the natural features of the ground into the strategy. So much like Bill Coore and Ben Crenshaw, we try very hard to maximize whatever natural advantages the site has. So, you know, and some sites don't have any. You know, they're either reclaimed or fairly flat, et cetera. But, you know, we really work hard to try to utilize those advantages, have them in some way or shape or form dictate the strategy, because I think those sort of nuances and subtlety, when you allow the ground and the contours to help provide the strategy, I think that's great. I mean, a lot of architects, you know, sort of put hazards or bunkers in placement for strategy, but I think that allowing the actual topography to be part and parcel of the design is really critical. So we start along those lines, and then, you know, if there are certain parts of the site that don't have natural advantages, we don't have any hesitation in trying to go ahead and shape them and mold them and make them look and feel natural. You know, we've had this conversation before, but one of the things, you know, sort of us minimalist architects, you know, I think we're almost perfectly suited if we have a maximalist site where we really have to move a lot of earth, because we spend so much time and effort trying to preserve and protect natural features that if we're called upon to create them, you know, we've spent a lot of time actually looking at them.
Gil Hance, Hance Associates, Golf Course Architects. They'll be doing the 2016 golf course for the Rio Olympic Games. And, Gil, when you first started out and surveyed the landscape, I guess you might say, of golf course architects with big names from the past, a lot more players after their playing career ended, like a Jack Nicklaus or a Ben Crenshaw getting into the game, when you first started out, what sort of goals did you have for yourself and your company, and what sort of where were you aiming at that point?
Well, I think, you know, I had a great 4 years working for Tom Doak, and you know, Tom is as talented as anybody who practices out there, and so I had, you know, the opportunity to learn from him and to you know, observe his ambitions with respects to golf course design, but also sort of soak up, you know, what he had learned from Pete Dye. And that's that, you know, in order to really design a golf course, you need to understand how to build it. So we spend a ton of time out on site. I still get up and down off a bulldozer, which is the favorite part of the job for me. My partner, Jim Wagner, is on an excavator 90% of the time as well. So I think it's sort of that building, that craftsmanship is what we try to look at when we get on involved with the design. So when you have that methodology, you necessarily limit yourself to how many jobs you can take on. So it was never our ambition to be the biggest golf course designers in the world. We always wanted to just sort of handcraft one or two golf courses a year, whether it be new courses or renovation, restoration. And, you know, we've sort of quietly gone about our business, hopeful that somebody would pay attention and notice, that we were doing quality work.
They're sure paying attention now, and the whole world will be paying attention here in about 4 years. Gil, stick around, and we'll come back. We'll talk more about the bid process and the actual course building, okay?
All right. Sounds great.
Gil Hance is going to stay with us for our next segment. We'll come back with Gil Hance from Hance & Associates after a timeout here. This is Tee to Green, Coast to Coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Did you know 40% of sports and concert tickets go unsold each year? Even when a top-tier game seems sold out, thousands of tickets are given away to fill seats. ScoreBig.com gets you access to these tickets, even the front row. Tickets on ScoreBig.com are 10 to 60% below box office price, and there are never any fees. A better way to buy sports, concert, and theater tickets. Plus, enter promo code USA and save at least 30%. ScoreBig.com.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
Got a sweater?
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobile 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor. Today I want to talk to you about the bump and run. There's a couple ways you can pull this off. And this shot is for 10 to 15 feet off the green. A few things you want to be able to do with this in order to maximize your ability to hit the ball on the face of the club. I am more interested in how it comes off the face of the club than I am even accuracy, because if you can hit it on the face, you can be successful with this shot. One is you got to play it back, further off your back foot than you think. Two is hands forward, covering your left knee. That's the barometer we use. Three is you got to lean towards the green. And lastly, you've got to finish low, because you want a low ball flight with this. However you finish is going to mirror the ball flight. So you want to finish low. Make sure that the ball is played a little further back off your back foot than you're normally comfortable with, and stick with this shot. I promise you the ball will react the way you want it to with just a little practice.
For more on getting it up and down, check out the website, tgreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional.
It's the show by golfers for golfers. You found it, Tee to Green. Coming your way every week from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jay Ritchie alongside Jerry Butenoff. Later in the hour, Jerry's going to take us on tour. A couple of big match play events going on, one in Europe. The ladies are in New Jersey. And, of course, on the PGA Tour, the Nelson down in Texas. Los Angeles Country Club, the Boston Golf Club, TPC Boston, Rustic Canyon in Moore Park, California, the Blue Monster, Doral in Miami, the Denver Country Club, Waverly Country Club in Portland, Oregon, just some of the golf courses that have been designed, renovated, or restored by Hance Associates Golf Course Design. And you can add to that list the 2016 Rio Olympic Games course in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, back in March. Hance Associates won the bid process to design that course for the Rio Olympics 4 years from now. And Gil Hance from Hance Associates on the line with us as we continue with him. Gil, when the bid process first began to see who they were going to pick to design that course for the Rio Olympic Games, what did you think of your chances, of Hance Associates' chances?
Well, you know, we knew we would be going up against any number of golf course architects and obviously some of the biggest names in the business. And, you know, we just, Jim Wagner and I talked an awful lot about whether we wanted to pursue it. And at the end of the day, we thought, you know, the quality of our work would stand up. And if we were, you know, given the opportunity to put out a full presentation, that, you know, we might emerge successful.
What did you think did it for you?
You know, I think that during the presentation, we had a three-pronged approach. Amy Alcott, who is working with us on the design, talked an awful lot about the legacy, about growing the game in Brazil and in Rio, and what this golf course and academy could do in that respect. And then Owen Larkin, our environmental partner, spent a lot of time talking about environmental sustainability, which was very important to the folks down in Rio. And then myself, I spoke about the design and the concept and really focused more on what we believe in golf course architecture. I mean, we felt anybody could kind of walk through hole by hole and describe what they were doing, but we wanted to talk about the broader picture. And I think the fact that we concentrated so much on the legacy aspect, we all know that those 2 weeks in August 2016 will be, you know, where this course is judged critically. But the long-term success of this, while that may not be in the spotlight, is really what was most important to the Brazilian contingent. You know, they didn't want to build something that would be basically useless after the Olympics. Mm. And when you think about it, you know, from a venue standpoint, an Olympic golf course that's accessible to the public gives people the opportunity to compete and be out in the field of play where really no other sport offers you that opportunity. So I think that was exciting. And then ultimately, you know, the clincher, we believe, was our commitment for myself to move with my wife, Tracy, and our youngest daughter, Kaylee, down to Brazil for the actual construction of the project and to be on site through the design.
And that'll certainly be a wonderful experience for them, too. Gil, did you deal more with the actual Rio organizing committee or more with the IOC, or how did that break down?
It was, you know, the jury that was weighing all of the proposals was Rio 2016, which is their organizing committee, and the International Golf Federation, which is sort of the umbrella organization over the PGA Tour, the USGA, RNA, et cetera. And Peter Dawson, the head of the RNA, was the one who sat on the panel representing the IGF. So those were the, you know, the two bodies that had the primary representation. You know, the Golf Advisory Committee, which was made up of Brazilians, who basically consulted for the Rio 2016 committee, were very golf savvy and golf knowledgeable. So there was a lot of, you know, golf, high golf IQ, not only with Peter Dawson, but also with the Golf Advisory Committee weighing all of the eight proposals.
In the final days, final hours leading up to the ultimate decision, Gil, how nerve-wracking was it for you?
Well, we all presented, all eight of us, the end of January, beginning of February, and the timeline was that they were going to announce the decision, you know, 1 or 2 days after that. So we all got geared up for that, and then the announcement that actually came out was that they were going to delay the decision for a month. So that was...
That helped, huh?
Deflating. Yeah, exactly. You know, we were fortunate that we had projects on the go, so after about a day or two of being bitterly disappointed, then it sort of, okay, back to business. And then it turns out that, you know, when they were going to make the announcement, we were down in Doral for the announcement of, you know, Mr. Trump buying the resort and, you know, our renovation of the Blue Monster.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, you know, just a bit of serendipity that we happened to be there when the announcement for the Olympics came out with Doral. All the golf media was there, et cetera, et cetera. So I guess in the long run, the timing worked out to our benefit, although it was a nerve-wracking month, that's for sure.
Coming, it's been 2 months now since you found out. Have you been able to get the kind of start that you wanted or you were hoping for?
Yeah, actually, just came back from Rio. I was down there last week. So the planning, they had put some stakes in the ground to for us to look at the routing. Jim Wagner and I walked around the site and with advisors from the PGA Tour, and we were thrilled that, in our opinion, you know, the routing looks as good on the ground as it does on paper. We made a few tweaks, little tugs here and there, but for the most part, the routing will stay the same. And, you know, we had meetings to sort of understand what the process is going forward from here. So far, yeah, everything's moving along.
Gil, a couple of things here. Tell us where the course is, as far as is it in town or off out of the city a little bit. And another thing, you know, we're talking 4 years out and 3 extra months or whatever until the games itself. But you know, you're going to finish the course, but then you need time for it to really grow in too. So, what kind of target date do you have for actual completion?
Sure. You know, the site is in the city. It's in the section of Rio called Baja, which is on the western, southwestern side of town. It's where the sort of the city is growing out in that direction. So it's an amazing location from the standpoint of access to the Olympic Villages in Baja. I think at least 10 or 12 more of the venues for the Olympics are in Baja. So Baja will be the center of the Olympic activity. And so from that standpoint, it's great that the golf course is very close. With respect to the timeline, you know, we're hopeful to get started this fall with the construction and, you know, have 13 pretty much for the construction, 14 for the grow-in. And then the schedule has 2 test events in 2015, one for the women and one for the men. I don't know what those are going to be comprised of. I don't think that's been figured out yet. But just basically to... not only see how the golf course handles the competition, but also the logistics, you know, set up galleries, hospitality, all those sorts of things. So it would be a nice dry run. Although, you know, looking at the setup for Pinehurst for the 2014 Open with the men and the women back-to-back and the setup of, you know, after Bill and Ben have restored the golf course, you know, the very wide fairways right into sandy roughs, that's very similar to what we envisioned for the Olympic course. So, it, you know, our first test run could actually be the 2014 U.S. Men's and Women's Opens.
I mentioned several courses at the beginning of the segment that you've either designed or renovated or restored. Are you going to be able to take a few of those ideas and use them down in Rio?
Sure. Yeah, I think, you know, for those who look closely at the plans, there's an awful lot of Los Angeles Country Club in there. You know, we learned a ton. George Thomas is just an absolute genius, and being able to uncover what he did just has made us better golf course architects. And Jim Wagner and I are heading down to Australia in July to spend a week just studying, looking at the great golf courses of the Sand Belt, because we think that the topography and the presentation of the golf course will be similar to those. But any project we work on from a renovation, restoration standpoint, we really just try to take into mind what those architects, whether it's Ross, Tillinghast, McKenzie, et cetera, had put into their designs, and we can, you know, put that back. But when we go on and build our own new golf courses, we can take what we liked, borrow liberally from those guys because they were fantastic.
I know building a regular golf course is one thing where people are going to come out and play it, but building a golf course where not only are the greatest golfers in the world going to play it, but you're going to have fans and thousands of them there for the Olympic Games themselves. What sort of complications does that add, or does it?
You know, it's always been our opinion that we want to design the best possible golf course we can. You know, everybody's going to focus on what happens between the ropes, and I think if you sacrifice the quality of the golf course in order to make accommodations for what happens outside of the ropes, that's not a great way to approach the design. So, yes, we're cognizant of what needs to happen. We haven't really had any meetings yet, but obviously the Olympics, you know, security concerns are going to be paramount, more so than a regular tour event. So, you know, it's our goal to make sure that if we can move the golfers through the landscape properly, we feel like we can also accommodate the spectators. But our goal is really to try to produce the best golf course we can inside the ropes. And the rest of it is a part of the process, but it's not the most important part of the process.
Gil, we've also been hearing about permits, a few glitches there. Are those just minor, and are those easily resolved?
You know, I have not gotten involved in any of those discussions. Everything we hear from down in Rio is everything's fine, just keep working. And so that's really where we stand on that. That's more of a legal, political issue, and I don't pretend to be one either of those two things.
Are you working on any other courses now, or is this going to be your primary focus?
That'll be our primary focus once we break ground, but we're currently we're just wrapping up at Waverly up in Portland. We've got a 9-hole project under construction right now down in Suwanee, Tennessee, the University of the South. We're going to start up a renovation of the Vineyard Golf Club on Martha's Vineyard in August, and then looking at a short game facility at Winged Foot in the fall. So we're extremely fortunate in that our calendar is full. We're sort of clearing space to go forward, so that make sure that we give Rio its full attention. And, you know, going alongside Rio will be the Doral project, which will start right after next year's tournament, sort of late March.
We are also extremely fortunate that you were able to spend not one but two segments with us today on Cheetah Green. We know how busy you are, and we are so grateful. Great stuff. Congratulations again, and we look forward to talking to you again between now and the Olympics in 2016.
It'd be my pleasure. Jerry, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Gil Hance, Hance & Associates, the 2016 Rio Olympic course designers on Tee to Green.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Jeff Miancini here, pro fisherman and inventor of Mighty Bite, the revolutionary 5-cent fishing system. Tired of not catching fish? Make magic memories this summer with your friends, family, and kids.
Fishermen around the world are raving about Mighty Bite. What makes it so good? It looks so realistic. It's got a bite mark to give it wounded action. It has interchangeable swim fins, powerful scent sticks, a custom weighting system, and rattle chamber. No other lure has these features. If you fish, if you know someone that fishes, order Mighty Bite now and make this the best fishing season of your life. Use it for 90 days. If you don't catch more or bigger fish than ever before, return it for a full product refund. Call now and get the 100-piece kit for only $19.95 through this exclusive radio offer. Order Mighty Bite now.
Call 1-800-289-0979 or visit GetMBRadioLure1.com. That's 1-800-289-0979 or GetMBRadioLure1.com.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
This segment of Tea to Green brought to you in part by Swan Law Funeral Director, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's 100 years, a century of serving families with dignity and heritage. Stop in for your free personal planning guide at 501 North Cascade. You're in Colorado Springs. If you're outside the area, call 719-471-9900. This next segment of Tea to Green brought to you by Jerry Butenhoff, who's going to take us on tour.
Byron Nelson at the Four Seasons Resort in Irving. I almost got to play there last
Did
time
you?
I was in Texas. That was 15 years ago, but didn't quite work out. Jason Duffner trying to win his second time for the year. He is at -8. He's one better than J.J. Henry, Jason Day, and Dickie Pride. Henry, he's a Texan, and he moved up on the board with a 67 yesterday.
I knew starting the day that if you could just kind of shoot something under par and kind of keep yourself in the hunt, and that's exactly what I did. I was able to make a couple putts coming in, and obviously feel good about this fact that, you know, I got a chance to win a tournament tomorrow in a place that I live about an hour from here. I feel like I know the golf course here pretty well. So we made the best of a hard day today, that's for sure.
Duffner had a steady round yesterday to stay on top.
Pretty stress-free round for me. I was in position a lot off the tee, which enabled me to be aggressive with iron shots. Didn't have too many must-make par putts. It's nice to play around like that when the conditions are difficult. The golf course playing really tough.
BJ Singh is only two back after a 66.
I think he
Don't
was one of the...
Don't be surprised if he wins or wins soon. He's
yep.
got his game back together. The match play women's in Hamilton Farm. Morgan Pressel will play Atha Munoz in the semifinals, and Vicky Hurst against Candy Kung. Pressel, ranked number 19, the top player left in that group. And the world match play in Spain, Graeme McDowell, Paul Laurie, Nicholas Kolsarts, and Rafael Bello in the final four there.
Thanks to a great lineup today. Tom Stein from Golf Data Tech for joining us. GolfDataTech.com. All kinds of good information there about retail sales, market research, inventory pricing, consumer attitudes, and this game of golf. And, of course, appreciation and thanks to Gil Hance, Hance Golf Course Design. Their website is pretty cool, too, and you can check it out at HanceGolfDesign.com. And that's going to do it for Jerry. I'm Jay. Thanks for joining us. Hit 'em long. Hit 'em straight.